parsha is Parshas Vayishlach. The parsha is speaking about Yaakov's meeting with Esav, and from here Chazal teaches how to deal with Esav. And then it's really the whole parsha is about dealing with the Western world. There's a remazim of Chanukah here, there's hints of Chanukah, which will be finished off. The hint, no, it continues for a few parshas, the hinting of Chanukah. But let's start the parsha. It starts the parsha. Vayishlach Yaakov Melachim. Yaakov sent messengers, angels, messengers in front of him. El Esav Achiv, to Esav his brother. Arza Seir, to the land of Seir. Sedef Edom, the field of Edom. Vayatzav otam, he commanded them lemor. Ko tomu, this is what you say, la'adoni la'esav. Ko ama avdecha Yaakov, this is what your servant Yaakov said to you. Im lovan garti, v'ache echa ad ata. So Yaakov is telling him, I didn't become choshev. This is Rashi. I didn't become choshev etzul lovan. I just garti, I dwelt, not bekeva. And the brachas weren't mitkayim by me. Alternatively, Rashi says, Garti gematria tariag. Tariag mitzvahs shamati. That he was still b'kocho. And Esav knew this. Esav knew that if Yaakov kept mitzvahs, Esav has no dominion over him. So both those things he told him. He told him not to be jealous of his bechorah that he took from him. Right? He took from him because he sold it to him. And that he's still holding in Kol Tariag, that he's Bishlemus, even after living with Lavan. And that therefore the Esav has no dominion over him. Vayili Shor V'chamo. And I is to me Shor V'chamo. Tzon Eved V'shivcha V'shlacha L'agid L'adni L'mtzochein B'enech. What is Shor V'chamo? As explained here, Shor is connected Yosef, right? Ale Shor. V'chamo is connected Yisachar. Chamo Garim. Shor v'chamo is connected Esav and Yishmael. Yaakov has the kochot of Yosef and Yisachar connected Esav and Yishmael. Shor is connected Ha. Kasani, gav, kas, anger, kas, right? Covered, kina. And chamo is connected taivas. Taivas is connected Yishmael. And connected Esav is anger, kina, jealousy. Shlita, covered, right? Those are the two yitzarim. And connected them, against them, is Yosef and Yisachar. Right? So Yaakov's now prepared. He's prepared for Esav. So, Esav comes. Yaakov sends his malachim al Esav, saying, Banu el achich el Esav. They come back. 400 people with him. 400. We saw this 400. 400 abamot kesev. I told you, 400 is gematria of taf. Taf represents malchus. So it's the malchus of Esav against the malchus of Yaakov. And that's what this parasha is. Like it started in last week's parasha, when this rises, this goes down. When the malchus of Yaakov is raised, the malchus of Esav goes down. When the malchus of Esav is raised, the malchus of Yaakov goes down. This is the fight. Who's going to be molech? The tov or the ra in the world? And that's also going to be the end of the parasha. We're going to see in the end of the parasha exactly that. So let's go through this now. Now we see that Yaakov does three things. Vayira Yaakov me'od. Yaakov was very fearful. This is speaking about Yaakov's pegisha with Esav. Yitzalo. Vayichatz et ha'am asher ito v'atzon v'abaka v'gamalim l'shnei machanot. He separated the machanot of Israel. He put it in two machanot. Two places. And what it says, Vayomer, im yavo Esav al machane achad, v'ikau, if Esav comes on one machane and he destroys it, vaya machane anishal afleita, the other machane will be able to go away. In Galus, Yaakov is saying, and this is the reason, partially the reason why in Galus we have two places. Jews are never in one place. If the Goyim start on them, if Esav starts on them in one place, they run away to another place. When there was the Spanish Inquisition, they ran away. They went to Egypt, to wherever they went. They went to other places. And so Rem is also, and then Columbus went out. Some people say he was a Jew. It doesn't matter. There were a lot of Jews on the boat. This was the Spanish Inquisition. They were running away. America was found as a haven for the Jews. That was going to be in the future a haven for the Jews, like we see today. We'll see how much of a haven it is. But that's what it was. There's always going to be, you have Jews in Eretz Yisrael, you have Jews in Chutz La'aretz, you have Shtei Machanot. Something's bad in Eretz Yisrael, we have Chutz La'aretz to go to. Something's bad in Chutz La'aretz, we have Eretz Yisrael to go to. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to fight Esau. So that's the Metzias that we have. You with me? You understand? So that's the first thing. The second thing. Vayomer Yaakov, Elohei Avi Abraham, Elohei Avi Yitzchak, Hashem HaOmer Elai, Shuv La'aretzecha L'molatecha V'eti V'vach. Go back to Eretz Yisrael. Katonti Mikol Chasidim. Yaakov was frightened. All the chesed you did me, Mikol HaEmet Asher Asit Et Avdecha, Ki B'makli Avarti Te Yarden Azeh, with my cane I passed the Yarden. So Rashi brings two pshatim. With his cane, what he passed at the Yarden, he stood the Yarden, he went, V'ata Hayiti L'shtei Machanot. Now I'm two Machanot. Now Yaakov davens. But what was the fear of Yaakov? What was Yaakov's fear about Esav? Why katonti mechol chasadim? So the Gemara says in Brachos, Rashi brings here, katonti mechol chasadim means Yaakov was frightened, shemi yigrom achet. Maybe he didn't deserve to be saved from Esav because of his chet. That's our fear when we face Esav. Our fear when we face Esav is that we have chet. If Klal Yisrael has chet, then the bracha of Yaakov isn't mitkayim. Esav is sholet on Yaakov. When Yaakov's yored, Esav paraktet olo me'al tzavaro. You take away the ol of Yaakov, and then Esav reigns. The way Esav gets to Yaakov is when Yaakov is weak in Torah and mitzvahs. That was the fear of Yaakov. That's the fear always facing Esav. Esav always, chas v'sholom, has dominion over us when we are weak in Torah and mitzvahs. That's the reason for our galus. The reason for galus is to strengthen us in that. Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Now Yaakov davens, save me miyad achi from my brother, Rashi says. Miyad Esav. He doesn't behave like my brother. He behaves like Esav Arasha. Ki yare anochi, I'm frightened. Oto pen yavov hikenu aim al banim. Aim al banim. What's aim al banim? It's similar to it says shluach hakan, that you can't take the aim on the banim, right? Shalach et ha'aim, and then you can take the banim. What's this concept of shluach hakan? Shalach et ha'aim, you take the banim. Kivyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the aim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mastir panav mi'itan, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his dominion over us, his protection, because he's mastir panav, he's astir astir panai, that's the goddess, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides from us, then Yaakov can take, he shalach et ha'aim, and then he can take the bunny. Vata amalta, heitiv heitiv imach, I will do good with you. V'samti tzarecha k'chol hayam, Asher lo yisapeh mirov, vayalen sham, valayla, ahu, v'yikach min haba b'yado, min chalei, so he took good stones, pearls, diamonds in his hand, which is given to Esav. Now, this is the second thing that Yaakov does. The third thing, sorry. First he splits the machane, right, he prepares for war. Then, to fight Esav, the second thing was, right, he davens to save him from the hands of Esav. And the third thing, he sends a matana. He sends a present. Now this matana is very, very interesting. We here see his Izim Mataim, Tayashim Esrim. The male, right? The female, sorry, is 200. The male is 20. Rechalim 200, elim 20. Right? So there's a proportion. Rashi brings here, gamalim minikot, baneihem 30. Here Rashi says, baneihem is boneihem, means their husbands, but they were tsanua b'tashmisham. They were tsanua in their connection, so it's not mentioned the husbands b'feirush. Parot 40, parim 10. Right? Atonot 20, v'ayarim 10. The male and the female animals. Rashi says, and from this we learn, what? The ona of po'alim, and of different types of workers, to their wives. Safanim, the people who go to the sea once every 6 months. Shkire yom, right? All the different types. Why in this matana do I have to have, right, an expression of ona, of the requirements of a husband, right, to give onah to his wife? Why do I have to have that here? Why is that expressed in the matanah that we gave to Esav? So why is this said? How does this make sense? So I explain to you. Here is a hint of what's missing in Esav. The matanah, when you give something a matana, when you give something someone a matana, what are you giving them? The best matana, the best present you give to a person is something he's lacking. So that means Esav is lacking this. What does it mean that you have a certain way of how much you have to give to your wife, or how much she needs, and how much is required of a husband? There's a chov in which a husband has to give to his wife. A husband is obligated to his wife. We're giving you this concept of obligation. Marriage isn't taking. I take, you take. No. Marriage is obligation. You're obligated to her for her needs. We're talking about basic needs, but it's all her needs. Onah means all her physical needs. I mean, there's food needs, there's clothes needs, which are also mentioned. They're not. But I'm talking about her physical, her emotional, her spiritual needs. A man's obligated. That's the tafkid of a husband. This is lacking in Esav. This is lacking by the Goyim. The Goyim, Esav, the whole concept of Esav is to consume the world. Consumer, to take in the world. Asui, I'm going to take in, like I spoke to you in previous parashas. Right? Be'er means to consume. That's the Lashon for an animal in Lashon HaKodesh, Gemara and Baba Kama. Right? Esav represents the taking into the world. Yaakov's telling him, Yaakov's trying to fix how Esav relates to the world. You're obligated. You're obligated to give. You have kochot. Marriage doesn't mean only marriage. Marriage, you're married to the world. You're married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're married to your soul. You're married to your friends, your fellow man. You're obligated to give. Yaakov's sending him something that he's lacking. It's a complete different hashkafat chayim. It's a different outlook to life. That's the matana that Yaakov gives to Esav. And that's the fixing. It's brought down. It's more intricate than what I'm saying. I'm going to say something b'shem the Arizal, but I'm going to only explain this when we understand the end of the parasha. Maybe I'll go to the end of the parasha now, and then I'll come back to the middle. The end of the parasha speaks about, right? I'm skipping. Right at the end, the last perek. Eile hamalachim Hashem malchu be'eretz Edom. These are the malachim which ruled in the Eretz Edom. Lifnei melach melech lifnei Yisrael. Before there was a ruler to the children of Israel. Pasuk lamed aleph. Right, the end of the parasha. So Rashi says here, Shmona hayu. There were 8 malachim. Uconnect them. He meet Yaakov. Yaakov had also malachim. Ubitel malchut Esav b'yemehem, and he nullified the malchus of Esav in their days. And then Yaakov goes, the Rashi goes through all the malachim, but we see there's this concept of the malchei Esav, the dominion of Esav, right? These 8 malachim, and against them, the 8 malachim of Yaakov, and the malchus of Yaakov, the kingship of Yaakov, came to nullify the kingship of Esav.
His lifnei melech melech.
So now, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, and this is really, it charges in the Ari. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings that this represents all these malachim. It says, Vayimloch be'edom bela ben ba'o, v'shem yiro, dinva, v'yamod bela. Bala. V'yimloch tachtav Yovav ben Zarach mibatzra. V'yamot Yovav. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Says, they ruled and they died. They ruled and they died. Explains Rabbeinu Bechaya that these represent the worlds of Schar. The worlds that Kodesh Baruch Hu created before he created the world. And these spiritual worlds, he created and he destroyed them. And it's brought down in Svarim HaKadoshim, the concept of the creation of these worlds and the destruction of these spiritual worlds is what gives us Bechira. I.e., what does it mean gives us Bechira? The destruction of these worlds creates a balance of good and evil in the world. The destruction of Esav, right? And now Yaakov has to rebuild these worlds. The tafkid of a Jew is the rebuilding of these spiritual worlds. To remove from the clutches, so to speak, of Esav, either ride the world and be ma'aleh them and bring them out and rebuild. That's what these things represent. So it explains, the Ari explains, why would these worlds, these worlds which represent the Malchus of Esav, why weren't they not mitkayim? Why weren't they not established? Says the Ari, because there wasn't proper zivug. There wasn't proper connection. Okay. So now you can understand what we were saying before. Yaakov sent him matanot to explain to him what is a proper connection. If you're living in a world of taking, that's a world of ra. That's a world that has no kiyum. That's a world of destruction. That world is going to finish. The only worlds that have kiyum are the spiritual worlds. You build spiritual worlds. Spiritual worlds can only be built through obligation. The obligation that you have to your Creator. The obligation that you have to your soul. The obligation you have to your fellow man. All these three things are called ishus. The grow. When we say ishus chayil, we say there's three women in our lives. The Torah, which is our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our neshama, our soul, which is man's relation to himself. And man's fellow man, i.e. his wife, his fellow man. That's man's relation with his fellow man. All of these three things are called your wife. Yaakov, when he sent this matana to Esav, and Rashi explains there that it represents the obligations a husband has to his wife, from that Chazal learn, a matana is what you're lacking. That's a good present. When you give someone something he's lacking, Esav was lacking this concept. This is the way Yaakov has to change Esav. From Esav, from being this person of taking, from an outlook of taking the world and absorbing it, l'kayef, to have fun, to go to Macy's, to go to Walmart, to go buy, to download on Amazon, whatever it is. Go fill your lives. Consume. You're a consumer. Consume your lives away. That's the concept of Esav. That's what Yaakov has to change. That's the matana that Yaakov gives to Esav. That's the way he can change Esav. V'ta'avo ha'mincha al panav. V'hu lan b'layla hu b'machane. He pushes the present in front of Esav and he sleeps there in the machane. V'yakom b'layla. Yaakov gets up in the middle of the night. Who? V'yikach et shtei nashav et shtei shivchotav. He takes his two wives, Rachel v'Leah, v'shtei shivchotav, right? Bila and Zilpa. V'et echad asa yeladav, and his 11 children. V'yavo et mava yabok, and he passes over the river. V'yikachem, he takes them. V'yavirem el ha'nachal, he takes them past this nachal. Now, V'yaveh et asherlo, and he passes all that he has to him. He's going into Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's big, big hints here of Chanukah. I'm just going to tell you. There's this concept of Nachal. This concept of Nachal is very, very important in Chanukah. Pasuk Kaf Dalet. It says, When it says Nachal, the whole concept of Nachal is Notze Chesed La'alafim. It's part of the Yud Gimel Midos. On Hanukkah, there's a Gilu of the Yud Gimel Midos. And the Shem Yabok, Yabok is a Shem, it's brought down in the Ari. That's one of the Shemus of Hanukkah. Okay, I'm not going to go into this. I'm just explaining to you. There's hints here already of Hanukkah. Ve'yivate Yaakov levado. And Yaakov remained alone. Alone. Ve'yavek ish imo. And he was grappling with someone. This is Sarah shel Esav. All Umot Ha'olam, the Ramban explains, has a Sa. When that Uma is strong, the Sa is strong. Yaakov is now fighting the Sar of Esav. Sar of Esav means Esav's Koach. So whatever happens with Sar of Esav is whatever happens to Klal Yisrael in the Golos. Ad Alot HaShacha, till Alot HaShacha. Alot HaShacha is the beginning of the dawn. Beginning of the dawn is coming of the day. Coming of the day is Geula. We're at night. This is Golos. This is the fight of Golos. Vaya kilo yecholo. The Sar of Esav sees he can't beat Yaakov. Yaakov is going to defeat Sar of Esav. So what does he do? His final thing he does to Yaakov. Viga b'kaf Yericho. He touches kaf Yericho of Yaakov. The Gidon Asher. The loins of Yaakov. Fitika kaf Yerech Yaakov v'yavko imo. With the fighting with him. V'yom eshalcheini, he says, send me. He wants to go. Say, shir shol yom, says Rashi. Ki ala ashach, it's coming the day. V'yom elo, he says, I want to bless you later on. Ashalchecha, I'm not going to send you. Ki im berachti, only if you berachtani, you bless me. V'yom elav, and he tells him, ma shimcha, what's your name? V'yom Yaakov, your name's Yaakov. V'yom elo Yaakov, yame shemecha od. Your name will not be Yaakov anymore. Your name will not be Yaakov anymore. Right? Yeah. Right? Ki im Yisrael. Ki saritem Elohim v'im anashim v'tuchal. Your name will be Yaakov. Rashi explains. You won't be getting the brachas by akava, by remia, by trickery. Your name will be Yisrael. Yashakel. By Yashrus. In a straight way, the brachas belong to you. You fought with Elohim and with Anashim. Who's the Anashim you fought with? Lavan and Esav. And you fought with the Saro Shel Esav. Vatuchan, you were able. You were successful. You were matzliach. You managed to do it. Now, why did Yaakov go back to Chutz La'aretz? What did he pick up? What did he pick up? Says Rashi, Pachim Ktanim. What are these Pachim Ktanim that he picked up? These are the Pachim Ktanim of Kohen Gadol of Hanukkah. This is what Yaakov picked up. And that's the first hint of Hanukkah. The fight with Esav. The fight with Esav. Where did he touch him? The loins. The loins are Netzach and Hod. Hanukkah is connected Netzach, is Hod. Purim is connected Netzach. The final fight, the final Koach, the final fight that Esav has with us is Hanukkah and Purim. There's two types of gods. There's two fights with Esav. There's Haman, which is Amalek, and there's Yavan, which is Hanukkah. Here is two fights. Kaf Yericho, says Chazal. Yaakov was limping. What's the regal? What's the raglaim of a person? What's the legs of a person represent? Hem ma'amidim adam. They hold a person standing. You stand on your legs. If you're limping, you're not standing properly. Says Chazal, latid lavo, the raglaim of Klal Yisrael will be weak. What does it mean the raglaim of Klal Yisrael will be weak? The people who are ma'amid Klal Yisrael, tomche doraisa, the people who represent the people who give for Torah, to give for yeshivas, to give to do for Klal Yisrael, to bring back the lost souls of Klal Yisrael, the Kiruv, the Yeshivas, the whole Ma'arechet of Torah will be weakened in Klal Yisrael, because the people will be, we won't have those people to support us to do those things. That's one pshat. The other pshat is, the Gida Noshe is the place of the Erva. Says, I think Rav Hirsch says this, that Yaakov in the end of days, what will happen to Yaakov? There'll be a problem with Yaakov's, the Arias. The world will come to a place where the Arias, the illicit relationships, will be open in the world. That's the end of days. Those are the two things that are happening at the end of days. Now we start in the beginning. Shor v'chamor. Shor is Yosef. Chamor is, right? Is Yisachar. Or Shor is Esav and Chamor is Yishmael. Klipat Esav is against the Tomchei Doraisa, people supporting Torah. Klipat Yishmael is against the Arias in the world. Like the Gemara says, Eser Kabin, 10 measures of Arias was given to the world, of illicit relations were given to the world. 9 took Arabia, that's Yishmael. 9 took the Arabs, that's Yishmael. Esav is connected Manhattan, money, power, covered, Kina, that's Esav. The Migdal, like we see in the end of the parasha, Magdiel represents Rome. Rome gave order to the world. Built roads, built shvokim. That's the Gemara in Lag Ba'omer, in Lag Ba'omer on Shabbos. They gave order. For what? To make money, for their own benefits. And other things. And the physical benefits, says the Gemara there. But that's the fight. The fight here, the Pachim Ktanim, Hanukkah is the fight against Esav. It's the fight against the Hashkafa. We're going to see the Hashkafa of Esav. The Yavanim, they didn't want to kill us. They just wanted to take away the Torah from us. They wanted us to be like them. Purim, it's brought down in Chazal. The destruction of Chas v'Shalom of Sonem Shul Yisrael, the Jewish people, right? Why were they wanted to be destroyed? Why there was Nechtam, the Melech Achashverosh? Melech says Rashi, that it says the girl there, Melech means also Melech Malchem Melechim. The Chatima, why? Because they were Ne'ene Mesudas Achashverosh. It's brought down in Svarim Kedoshim. The Hana from Sudas Achashverosh was that they had relations with Nashim Nochriot, had relations with Goyot. That's innocent relations. That's Purim. That's Keneged, Yishmael. It's Netzach, Vahod. You with me? That's what's hinted here in this parasha. That's the first hint. Now we're going to go to more of a hint, right? Those are the Pachim Ktanim. Now it says that Yaakov now got this bracha, because in the end, Yaakov's going to succeed from this, right? Yaakov got this bracha. He goes to Pniel, right? The Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to skip this because we don't have time now, but it's an important bit. Because we have now, after he goes to Pniel, he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he meets Esav. Vayarot Esav likrato, Pasuk Dalet. V'yichabkehu. And he grappled with him. We still don't know what this grappling was about. Vayipol al tzavaro. Sorry, I should have read the previous pasuk. Sorry. Vahu aval ifnehem. Yaakov went in front of them, in front of the children. He first brings the children, and Yaakov went in front of them. Vishtachu alza sheva pamim. And he went down 7 times. Ad gishto ad achiv. And he was bowing in front of Esav. He was showing his hachna'a to Esav. And this is a remez of Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam. 7 times the Tzadik falls, Vakam. Everyone falls. Everyone makes mistakes. The difference between a Tzadik and a Rosh is Vakam. He gets up. Tzaddik gets up from his mistakes. Arosha stays down. Yaakov's giving us the koach lakum. We're going to fall. Klaus is going to fall. In the Golos, we're going to fall. There's going to be times we're going to fall. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. But we're going to get up. That's why in Ashrei we don't say nun, because we don't have a remez of the nefila, of the falling of Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says. But it's put there by remez. Somech Hashem, in the Samach, Somech Hashem l'chol ha'noflim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Somech. You rest on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to all those that fall. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. Because if it wasn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we couldn't overcome Ayetzara. If he didn't help us, lo yacholo. We couldn't. Esav represents the Ra, the Yetzirah in the world. We're going to fall. Sheva yipol tzarek. Somech Hashem l'chol anoflim. Hashem is the one who helps us get up. But we get up. Now we speak this next pasuk. It says, Vayaratz Esav likrato v'yachapkehu. He grapples with him. V'yipol al tzavaro. Now he falls on his savah. What does the savah represent? The connection to the head and the body. V'yishakehu v'yivku. And he kisses him, or it doesn't say kisses him, right? It's like there's these dots on the top. What does these dots on the top mean? The dot on the top of a letter means you erase the letter. V'yivku, and they cried. There was a fighting on the tzava. What says fighting on the tzava? The tzava, we see later on in later parashas, the tzava represents the chibu of Elyonim v'tachtonim. That represents the base of Mikdash. The connection from the higher worlds to the lower world, tzava of Yaakov. Esav was trying to remove Yaakov's connection. If Esav could remove Yaakov's connection from the higher worlds, from the Torah, from the head, Yaakov, we lose our connection with Shemayim, we lose our connection, Esav wins. He didn't succeed. V'yivku, they cried. Here, Rashi says, he brings, there's a machlokus, right? Or shelo nashku b'kol lev, he didn't kiss him with all his heart, still the sinner was there for Yaakov, because there was a wanted to remove Yaakov from the higher worlds, and then Esav would have dominion over Yaakov. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, halachahi, biyadua, she'esav sone et Yaakov. It's a halacha. That's a metzias in the world that Esav hates Yaakov. Ela shenichmu rachama b'oto sh'a v'nashku b'chol libo. His mercy was shown at that time, and he kissed him with all his heart. So machlokas, did he kiss him with all his heart? Did he not kiss him with all his heart? Whatever happens, Esav soneit Yaakov. The sinner of Esav to Yaakov is because of the bechoros, because he took away his brachos. Now we're going to see what happens next. Vayisaite na vayayat hanashim v'te yeladim. He saw the wives, he saw the children. Vayomer mi eile lecha? Who are these to you? Vayomer hayeladim asher chanan. Gave me in grace, Elohim, et avdecha, your servant. We're always subjugating ourselves to Esav. We're saying we're your servant. We're not fighting him in Galus. V'tikach shna hashvachot, hena, v'iladehem, v'shtecha vena. They came forward. Goshen, we're going to see what Goshen means. Goshen means they came towards him. Whenever you see the word gash, it means chibur. We'll learn more about what this word means. But keep, just see that this word means connection. And they bow to him. V'tigash gam leah v'yeladeh v'shtachavu. V'cha nigash Yosef v'rachel v'shtachavu. Yosef here stands in front of Rachel, because Esav's eyes was on Rachel. Yosef didn't allow the ayin hara of Esav to go on Rachel. Rachel represents, because Rachel's the one that goes down into the low world. She's the one actually dealing with Esav. Her children are the sitno shel Esav. Binyamin the Yosef are those that fight Esav. Binyamin, when did Binyamin fight Esav? Mordechai Yehudi. Also, fought Esav. That's Megillah. That's Purim. Mm. Yosef is Hanukkah. We haven't yet born. Binyamin is not yet born yet. We're going to see. Binyamin is going to be born in this week's parasha. Yosef stands in front of Esav to remove the ayin hara from Esav. So that means Yosef removes it. Says Chazal, b'schut, that he stood up in front of his mother, protecting her from the eyes of Esav, the ayin hara, the bad eye of Esav, he was zochet to ayin tova. That's how you remove ayin hara. Ayin hara is removed by ayin tova. What are we fixing in Esav? What's ayin hara? Well, there's two types of eyes. There's an eye that looks and wants to bring whatever it sees into it, wants to consume it. That's ayin hara. There's an eye that sees and sees another person and sees what a person needs and wants to give it to them. That's ayin tova. You change ayin hara with ayin tova. Esav can be changed through Yosef. We're going to see more. Because now we're going to see this concept of dina. Okay. So he says now, who's this, all this big machane, Asher Pagashti, which I met? Right? And Rashi explains here that they came and they were hitting Esav. Until they said, we're grandchildren of Avram, or great grandchildren. They said, no, we're children of Yitzchak. No, when they said we're Achiv Shel Yaakov, they stopped. Esav saw the koch of Yaakov. V'yomer Esav, yesh li rav, I have a lot, plenty. I have plenty. Achi, my brother. Now he calls him his Achi. Doesn't say Esa, Achi, Esav. He calls him Achi. He's a brother with Yaakov. When Esav has plenty, there's no sinner. Yehi lecha shelach. You can have what you have. Voyomer Yaakov, al na inna matzati chein beinecha, v'lakachta minchati miyadi. Please take my mincha. Take it. Remember that mincha was to change Esav, to change his attitude. Ki al ken ra'iti panecha kir'ot pnei elokim v'tirtzeni. Take my mincha. Kachna et birkati, asher huvat alach, the bracha that I gave to you. Ki chaneni elokim, ki yesh li kol. I have all that I need. Loshen anova. Yaakov doesn't say, I have more than I need. I have a lot, I have so much. Yaakov says, I have all that I need. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me all that I need. Because what I need is internal. My needs aren't to take. My needs are to give. I have a different outlook to life. V'yifatzebo v'yikach. Now, in this matzav, that Esav has everything, and Yaakov yesh lo kol, there is a big sakana to Klal Yisrael. And this is where Hanukkah starts. Now Esav comes to Yaakov and he says, Vayome, nisa v'nelcha v'elcha l'negdecha. Let's go, travel together, and I will go, and I will go against you. We'll go together. Esav says, live with me. Come to America, be American. Come to Germany, be German. Come to Spain, be Spanish. Come to Mitzrayim, Yosef's second in command. The Jewish people assimilated. 80% of the Jewish people assimilated in Mitzrayim. 80%. 74% in America today. We're getting close. Not a joke. Not a joke. How does now Yaakov react? V'yomer elav, Adoni, my master, yodea ki yeladim rakoim. The children are soft. Vatzon vavaka alot alai. V'dafkum yom echad, you go quickly, and you push them. V'meitu kol atzon, and they'll die all the tzon. The children are soft. The tzon, you're going to lose Klal Yisrael. If you go with Esav, says Yaakov to Esav, we come with you. You open your doors and we come with you, we're going to be lost. We're going to lose our children. We're going to lose our son Kadoshim and Klal Yisrael. The children are weak. You're going to lose your children. That's what happened throughout these generations. Klal Yisrael lost their children to Esav. Yavona Adoni lefanei avdo vani et nahala liti. You go further ahead. I'll go slowly. Leregel amalacha, according to the malacha, according to the work that I have to do. Asher lefnanai, which is in front of me. Uleregel ayeladim, and according to the walking of the children. Remember, if I walk with you, dafkum, they're going to be hurt. The children are soft. Ad ashe yavo el adni sira. In the end of days, says Rashi, then I'll meet you, Esav. And then, when Mashiach comes, and we meet Esav, the Har Seir, then there'll be a krita, there'll be destruction of around the world. That's what he says. Now, the next parasha. Now, says the Megale Amukot, this is the parasha for Chanukah. Ve'yavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem. Yaakov comes to Shechem, Shalem. Shalem b'mamono, Shalem b'gufo, Shalem b'torato. Yaakov fought Laval, fought Esav. He's Shalem. Apart from the Gidonashe, he's Shalem. Vayiken et chelkat asadeh. And he bought a portion of the field, right? Oh, sorry. Asher be'eretz Kanaan, bo Padan Aram, v'yichan et pnei ha'ir. And he dwelled in the pnei of the city. Vayichen, v'yichan. It's interesting that Chazal use a lashon of chen here. Even though it's a lashon of machane, the lashon is vayichan, of chen. Chen, we know the chen is the chen of Yosef. Vayiken et chelkat asadeh. He bought a portion of the field, asher natasham, which he planted there, which he ate his oil. He put up his oil there, his tent. Miyad bnei chamo avi shchem meh kshita. He bought with meh kshita. Rashi says, what's meh kshita? It means over lesoche. That means there was anything over lesoche. The coins that Yaakov gave is like the coins of Avram. We explained that means malchus. There was some malchus here of Yaakov. Yaakov had some dominion here. Vayetzev sham mizbeach, he put there mizbeach, v'yikralo el Elohei Yisrael. He called the God of God. The God of Israel. Now, before I explain now what happens with Dina, I have to explain to you. Last week we explained Dina, Leah was supposed to have another child. Leah saw that if she had another boy, Rachel would not have. Would not be even like the Shvachot. So Leah prayed that the child would be changed into a girl. And Rachel had Yosef, and Leah had Dina. Dina is the female of Yosef. Chazal bring here, when all the children passed, we don't see Dina. When all the children passed in front of Esav, where was Dina? Dina was hidden in a box. Why? Because and Yaakov was wrong to hide her in a box. Because she was supposed to fix Esav. She was supposed to marry Esav and fix Esav. Who's connected Sarah to Esav, we said? Yosef, sure. That's connected Esav. Who's the female of Yosef? Dina. So Dina was supposed to fix Esav. And what was the punishment of Yaakov? What happened in Shechem? What happened in Shechem? Now, he wasn't wrong, Yaakov. Yaakov wasn't wrong. Yes? He wasn't wrong that he put away Dina from Esav, because he saw that it wasn't going to work. But we see that this concept of fixing Esav was put into the punishment of what happened to Dina in Shechem. I.e., here is the hinting of changing Esav. Where are we going to change Esav? Where's the Hashkafa they're going to change? Chochmas Yavan? That's going to be in this parasha. V'teitze Dina, and Dina went out. Bat Leah. Says, why Teitze? Why is she called Bat Leah? Because Leah was a Yatsanit. Leah went out. She went out to call Yaakov for the Dudaim, like in last week's parasha, right? So Dina also was a Yatsanit. Why was Dina a Yatsanit? Because Dina was really supposed to be a boy, not a girl. So she had the tchuna a little bit of the tchuna of a boy to go out. Asher yalda liYaakov was born to Yaakov. Lirod bebenot aretz. He went to see the daughters of the land to see him. No. Went out. Vayar ota Shechem. Shechem saw her. Now, I'm just going to show you, just so you understand, I'm not going to explain it. When we gave the bracha to Yaakov, what name was given in the parasha? Parasha Vayechi. They gave him Shechem Echad al Achicha. I gave you an extra portion on your brothers. You see the loss in Shechem. I'm just saying, with regards to the brachas of Yosef, Ben Chamo, he was a Chamo, physicality. Hachivi, Chivi is in Aramaic, Nachash. He represented the Ra, Nasi Haaretz. V'yikach ota, he took her, v'yishkav ota. Kedarko, v'yanea, shelo kedarko. It means, he behaved with her improperly. V'tidbak nafsho bedina. And his nefesh was attached to Dina. The Or HaChaim here explains, Dina was mevarer at Shechem. Dina took all the good in Shechem, it was a lost soul in Shechem. Rabbi Hananya ben Tardion, I think, the Ari says, there's a Gematria, there's a Rosh HaTevis here, I've forgotten. But there was Tidbak Nafsho, explains, sometimes these things happen. When we go into Golas, the whole point of the Golas is, right, that we mevara the birurim of the lost souls in the nations, and sometimes these lost souls can be attached to the goyim, and this connection was mevara the soul of Shechem, the good in Shechem, and the ra was left by him. But the timei dina, it caused an effect on dina, and from that connection, who do we get? Chazal tell us Osnat. Who marries Osnat? Yosef. Yosef went into Mitzrayim and he found Osnat. Osnat was found for him and he finished the biru by bringing back Osnat. But Osnat still had the tzad of Shechem, the tzad ara of Shechem. Right? So the Ari is going to explain what that tzad of ra of Shechem did to Klal Yisrael. We're going to come there soon. Not soon, we'll come there later. In the parashas about the Reuven and Menashe, we'll explain that. The Ari is there. Bat Yaakov, the daughter of Yaakov, Yahev et Naara. She's called Na'a, not Naara, because she was Yatsanit. She lost the hay. Where do you have this, said Naara, without a hay? You have it by all the psukim of Ones or Mefate. If someone rapes a person or someone seduces a girl, she's called Naara without a hay. Vidaber alev hanaara, without a hay again. V'yom eshchem el chamo aviv lemo kachli et hayalda hazot. I want to marry her. So now, Rashi explains, when did this happen? Erev Shabbos. What happened? They took the Jewish girl, the timeota, and purified her. What was the gezeres of Yavam? The gezeres of Yavam were what? Any Jewish girl that gets married, first she has to be brought over to the Agmon. And well, you know what they did, the Agmon did with a Jewish girl. Why did they do that? It's this week's parasha, when we learn about Binyamin. When we learn about Binyamin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says as follows. This is the Ari says by Binyamin as well. It says as follows. That when a person has a relation with his wife on the night of the chuppah, asa ota keili, he makes her into a vessel. Says the Ari, he gives her, that's why the first time is so important. He makes her into a vessel, he gives her all the kleilim, the reshimo, the impression of all the children. The first time you have with the girl under the chuppah, is when that makes her into a vessel. You give her miruchacha from yourself, and you make her into a vessel to have your children. And there, And that's going to be the number of children you can possibly have. You can't have more than the children based on the first time you're with your wife. That's what the Ari says. When we explain Binyan, we'll explain it more in detail. So let's now see. So this first time was that Klal Yisrael wouldn't have the tara of Nisuin. There wouldn't be proper connections with their wives. If there's not proper connection with your wives, you ruin the children. If you make the Nisuin impure in any way, the children get ruined. Okay. That's what they're trying to do. Trying taking Torah from Klal Yisrael. And now what do they want to do? Remove Mila. So here now was the fight with the Mila. So now what do they say? What does Shechem and Hamor say to Bnei Yaakov? What do they say to them? Come live with us. Be together. That's what the Greeks want. Be Yavanim. Be together with us. Live. That was like the final thing that Esav said. That's what Yavan's about. We don't want to kill you. Just mit Yaven. Be like us. What happened? Levi v'Shimon with an Eitzah came on them b'mirma. They should have just come in, taken dinner, and got out. They told them to do bris mila, and they took them out. They destroyed the whole of Shechem. They killed all of them. That's the concept of Levi represents what? I don't know here what Shimon is, but Levi represents, what does Levi represent? The Bnei Kahanim.
Yeah.
The Ma'at, finding the many. That's Chanukah, when the Bnei Kahanim, Yochanan ben Kohen Gadol, Yochanan derech Achlagav, Yochanan represents Yosef, the concept of Yosef, right? Yochanan in Aramaic is really Yosef. That's why I have Loshen Yochanan, so Loshen Chayim. Chayim represents Yosef. That's what I told you in the beginning. Chayim. That's the concept of Yosef. And Levi fought and destroyed, and Shimon fought. And Dinah only wanted to come back if Shimon would marry her. And Shimon married her. She became connected to Shimon. Now, we're going to understand something. Somehow in Shimon, because of a connection with Dinah, right? And Dinah's connection with Shechem left a residue in Shimon. The residue of connection to Akum. And we're going to see in Parshas Balak that Shimon falls to Cosby. And the whole 24,000, etc. But it starts here. I.e., this affected us. This Maisa affected us. There was Ichar Temoti, says Rashi. The Pasuk says, Vayome Yaakov el Shimon ve'alevi, Achar Temoti. You made a barrel that was slulim. You made it dirty. Lavisheni. To embarrass me, be Yosef Haaretz, be Kanaani, be Prizi, vani metei mispaim, a few people, v'nesvu alai, v'hikuni, they'll come on me, and they'll hit us, they'll fight with us, v'shmati ani ubeiti, and will be destroyed me and my house. V'yomru, hakazona yaset achotenu, they'll make her like a zona, like a cheap woman. That was the answer to them. So now there's something happening here. So Rashi says, because it didn't come the time. This is not the time for, this is just an interim. And we're worried they're going to come on us and destroy us. And they say, can we leave our daughter to be like a cheap woman? What does this mean? The fight, and this is the fight with Esav, this is the final fight. Esav wants to be mimetame Klal Yisrael. Esav wants to take Benot Yisrael, wants to mitame them, wants to impurify them. The Malchus, Rachel. That's why Esav wanted to marry Rachel. That's why Yosef stood in front of Rachel. It's going back to the same thing. Esav, the connection with Rachel is a connection with the Shechina. If they mitame the Shechina, you connect to the Shechina, all the Shefa goes to Esav. All the influence, all the good goes to Esav. That's what Esav wants. He wants to take Klal Yisrael, be like me. And that's what we have to fight for. We have to fight not to be Yavanim. Not to be Esavs. Not to be... You can go and you can work in Manhattan. But you don't drive that BMW. And you don't have that nice, you know, sweetie over there. The sweet with the sweetie. You don't have that. Not like they have. You have a house, you have a wife, and you have a chiyuv, like the matana we gave, a proper zivug, a proper achrayas to your wife and your children. And you don't go in the ways of Esav, because you go in the ways of Esav, you're going to lose your children. V'dafkum. They're going to go off the derech. They're going to go in the ways of Esav. And that all starts with what? The connection with your wife. That was the matana, that's the shorash. Now we know that Yosef's name was Yosef li ben Acher. Rachel knew she wanted another child, and she needed another child. Because Yosef represents the Yesod, and right? And Binyamin represents the Malchus of the Yesod, the expression of that Yesod. So now, the Atara. So now, the birth of Yosef. So it says, V'yisu mi-beit el, v'yi'od kivrat ha'aretz, lavo Ephrata. She's going towards Ephrata. V'teled Rachel v'takash b'leidata. And it was difficult, her birth. V'hi b'akshota b'leidata v'tomela ha-mi-yaledet. The mi-yaledet tells Rachel, Al tir'i, don't worry, don't be frightened. Ki gam ze lecha ben. This is also for you, a son. V'hi k'tseit nafsha. When it went out, the soul of Rachel. Ki meta, she died. Vitikra Shema ben Oni, and it was called his name, the son of my affliction. Vaviv Karalo Binyamin, my right side, my right hand man. Vatamot Rachel, Vitikave Bederech Ephrata, she was buried in the way of Ephrat, he Beit Lechem, v'chule. What happened here? Rachel could only have one child. That's all she could have was a Yosef. V'teitzei nafshi, explains the Arizal, that in order for Binyamin to be born and to live, Rachel had to give over her own chius, her own life, to Binyamin. The mother gave her life for the life of her child. That was the Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu represents the mother of Klal Yisrael that gives her life up for her child, to give life to that child. What did Binyamin represent? Ze'ev Yitrof. Binyamin, who represents the Malchus of Yosef, took away from Yehuda his Malchus. And the Mokum HaMishkan, the Mokum of the Mizbeach, was in Binyamin's domain. The Mishkan he took away from Yehuda. Zev Yitrof, he grabbed. You know when a lion comes and it devours something? Then comes the wolves. And when the lion's not seeing, they come and they grab the food away from the lion. That's what is the Bechina of Binyamin. That's why it's bracha. He took away the part of the Mizbeach. He took part of the Malchus of Yehuda away and brought it back to Yosef and to Klal Yisrael. I.e., in order for the Malchus of Yehuda, in order to be fixed, there needs to be a Yosef, keneged Chanukah, and there needs to be a Binyamin, and keneged Purim. And then, when we solved Chanukah and Purim, we've solved Ayet Sahara of Esav, which is Kaasani, Kina Taiva Vakovet, Kina Vakovet, and when we fight with Yishmael, which is connected to Yisachar, we get rid of the Yet Sahara Atavani, which is connected to Tava. Then, and can I get Purim? When we have the Bechina of Chanukah of Purim, Hod v'Netzach, which is connected the Yerech of Yaakov, then Klal Yisrael comes to the Geula. And that's what this parasha is speaking about. How to fight this. Now Klal Yisrael have a Yosef, and they have a Binyamin, and they have a Yehuda from Leah, and they have a Yisachar. Now they have the Koach and Zvulun to help Yisachar. Now they have the Koach to go into Galus, and to succeed into Galus, and to bring on the Geula. It won't be easy, because Esau will touch the Kafi Erech of Yaakov. There'll be Chisaron in Tomchei Daraisa. There'll be the Arias to be Machshilas at the end of Jays. But now we have the Koach to fight. And now we have built, Klal Yisrael is built, and now we're ready. And now, after Klal Yisrael is built, it goes into speaking the parashas of the building of Esav, the building of the Ra, which is Keneged Yaakov. And we see in the parasha, right? All the building of Esav. And we see the birth of Amalek in Pasuk Tes Zayin. The birth of Amalek. Aluf Korach, Aluf Gaatam, Aluf Amalek. Ele Aluf Eliphaz. These are the Alufe, the chiefs of Eliphaz. Be'eretz Edom. Ele Bnei Ada. So here, it says, yeah? Where did it come from? Pasuk Yud Beis. V'timna haita pelegesh le'alifaz ben Esav, the son of Esav. V'teled le'alifaz et Amalek. Gave birth to Amalek from Timna. Ele bnei Ada, eshet Esav. So Ada later was told, right? Mashma eshet Eliphaz, but she also eshet Esav. Says Rashi that Eliphaz had relations with Ada, was born Timna, and then she went and married Timna. That was his daughter from Esav's mother, from Esav's wife, right? And Timna, when she had relations with Timna, was born Amalek. So it was like, you know, Psule Kahal after Psule Kahal. And if you learn the Rashi's here, all of the Rashi's tell us here is how all of the relationships of all of these Alufim, or they were Bosmat, or Alibama, they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and how they made Mamzerim, how they made Psule Kahal. Why is he telling us this? Because Esav's didn't have proper relations with his wife. He didn't learn from the present that Yaakov gave to him. Because he didn't have proper zivu, proper connection. That's why we said, then after this comes, Eilu amalachim shemalchu be'eretz Edom. These are the kings that went Eretz Edom, and keneged them, the malchei melech bnei Yisrael, the kings of Israel that took away the dominion of Esav. Why did they die? Because they didn't say the Arizal, didn't have proper zivug, didn't have proper connection. The matana that Yaakov gave to Esav didn't have its effect. Okay, there's one more thing we see that I didn't mention, just to see that there's a difference between Esav and Yishmael. When it came to Pasuk Kaftes, when it came to the burial of Yitzchak, Yitzchak died. Yitzchak didn't yet die, he dies later on. Rashi says it's not in its place. Vayigva Yitzchak vayamot, and he died. Pasuk Kaftes, v'yesof el amav. Right? Mita tzadikim. Zaked v'savash and yamim and seishir in days v'ikvu oto Esav v'Yaakov panav Esav before Yaakov by Yishmael it said Yitzchak Yishmael and Rashi says that Yishmael did tshuva. Esav doesn't do tshuva. Esav remains ra. That's why Yomos. That's why Esav represents the ra in the world. It's more dangerous. The universities of America and the Hashkafa of America, and to be like me, live like me, then Yishmael, then the fighting of Yishmael. Because we're not going to be like Yishmael. The Arias of Yishmael is less of a problem than live like me of America. Come live like me, come be Jewish with me. You can be an American Jew. First you think you're going to be a Jewish American, then you become an American Jew. Then you become an American with Jewish feelings. Then you become an American with falafel. Then you become just an American. That's it. And then you come back to Mochen Yah, Mochen Shlomo, Bezrat Hashem, you do tshuva, and everything works out. Bezrat Hashem.